Communities impacted by the devastating bushfires in Australia's southeast are facing a huge financial challenge as they look to rebuild their homes and businesses. Many of the towns that have been hardest hit along the coast and in the ranges and highlands depend heavily on tourism for their incomes, and some fear that even when the roads and doors to their businesses reopen, that the fire-scarred landscape is going to keep people away. Michael Wander is our regular Monday finance commentator. Michael, Happy New Year. Welcome back to Breakfast.
G'day, Tom.
We've already heard some early estimates of the damage bill, but how big is the true economic impact of this disaster?
Yeah, so we've heard from the Insurance Council of Australia saying that its members have received already more than $350 million in claims this fire season, and that doesn't include this weekend's losses from New South Wales and Victoria in what were some of the worst fire conditions we've had in what's already been a terrible fire season. Well over 5,000 claims had already come in to insurers before the weekend, and that's expected to rise by a considerable amount given the losses that we've heard about. Now, while the fires are still burning, it does seem that damage bill will be well in the hundreds of millions of dollars, possibly well over $1 billion. But many of these losses are insured, and economically, once that insurance money starts flowing through, it might actually provide a boost to a lot of these communities, certainly in certain industries like construction and retail for appliances and household goods. But the real economic damage long term is the loss of income that businesses have suffered and are suffering from the fires. Many of these affected towns are tourist hotspots, and even the ones not directly affected by fire have lost an incredible amount of business during their busiest period of the year in the summer holidays. Peter Strong's the Chief Executive of the Council of Small Business of Australia, COSBOA. Peter Strong spoke to me this morning.
The effect has been very heavy on their income. It'll be very heavy on their families. In a lot of cases, you might get 80% of their income comes from this time of year. As you go through December, January, February, is when they get a lot of their money. It's when they make the money they need to stay open for the rest of the year. And they've all been affected. And not just in those areas. We have areas that have been smoke affected as well. Canberra's been very heavily smoke affected. And so a lot of businesses there are not trading the way they used to because people aren't going out. Or people are going to the shopping malls, so the businesses outside shopping malls are being affected as well. This is a big impact. And at the moment, we're talking to each other saying, what's this going to mean for the economy? As a lot of businesses, thousands of businesses will not have the income they normally have. What's it mean for employment? A lot of people that had jobs won't have jobs now.
Do you think we will see many small businesses going under as a result of the decrease in trade from these fires?
There will certainly be businesses that will close and not reopen as a result of declining business. There's no doubt. And if you go to the bushfire-affected areas where people won't be visiting for a long, long time, they just won't be able to open because there won't be any passing trade.
Peter Strong there from the Council of Small Business, laying out a pretty dire situation for business owners in fire-affected areas, not just losing what they have now, but also losing a lot of business going forward. And as you heard Michael Wander, he said that people will definitely be going out of business. What's the best help that these businesses could get right now?
The buildings will take months, maybe a year or two to rebuild, but the problem is the forests that are the draw card for a lot of the tourists in many of these beautiful areas, they will take years to regrow once the fires have passed. And these areas really need people to come back and visit once the fire crisis is over. So COSBOA is calling on governments to provide finance not only for the rebuilding effort, but also the tourist recovery in these areas. Things like music, arts and food festivals, sporting events or other draw cards over the coming year to try and get people to come back. In the meantime, they're hoping government agencies will give businesses in these areas a break, and they expect that to happen. Peter Strong also says businesses expect longer-term planning to deal with the changing climate.
Governments normally respond extremely well in crisis, as we know. And so we're expecting to have the same thing happen. The tax office, the small business commissioners at the state level, the small business ombudsman at the federal level, these people are very experienced and they respond very quickly. What I'm hearing from my members is the fact that there should have been better preparation for what was predicted by many to be very bad bushfires, worse than normal. And the preparation at the state level, I think, was very good. But at the federal level, there are people within government who firmly believe there is no such thing as climate change, or that human beings don't have an impact upon it, and they are adamant that no extra work or extra effort should ever happen because they don't believe in climate change. That's where the disappointment is with my membership, and we want to hear from those climate change deniers in the government ranks that they will now shut up, they will go and sit at the backbench where they belong, and they will not interfere in developing processes to respond to this situation.
Wow, very strong call there from Peter Strong from the Business Council, calling on the members of the coalition who are climate deniers to go to the backbench and shut up.
Yeah, and it's a very strong message coming from what is a traditional heartland for the coalition and Conservative parties, the small business community.
Yeah, do you think that gives an indication of the changing sentiment around climate change as a result of this bushfire disaster?
Well, I think, as we heard from Eleni, in terms of international news coverage and the response from locals, it's been pretty unequivocal.
Just quickly, Michael, before I let you go, this time last year, global financial markets had a massive crash. How are they starting off this year?
Look, mildly positive. We've seen US shares up 0.1% to start the year, Chinese shares up 1.2%, Aussie shares 0.7%. We had big gains over 2019, recovering from those 2018 falls, but we are likely to see moderate falls in Aussie trade today, probably a 0.1% fall according to the futures. That's because US shares were down 0.7% on Friday for the main indices. That was related to the US action against Iran and fears of retaliation by the Iranians, which may affect oil supplies. So that pushed Brent oil prices back up near $70 a barrel. And the Aussie dollar did take a little bit of a hit as well, falling from above 70 US cents back down to 69.3, Tom.
Wow, very tricky time to be pricing markets. Michael Wonder, thank you so much for joining us. He's the ABC Senior Digital Business Reporter.